Senator Claiborne Pell represented Rhode Island for 36 years in the United States Senate. Few senators have ever better served a state. This morning, Rhode Islanders bid farewell to Nuella Pell, the senator's widow, political partner, and a force in her own right in our state's political, educational, and philanthropic communities. The memorial service for Mrs. Pell, who died last week at age 89, will be held at Trinity Church in her beloved home city. As we celebrate her life, we'll also be saying goodbye to an era in both Rhode Island's and our nation's civic culture and politics. The values that the Pells and the politicians of their generation live by and promoted are too often AWOL these days. There was a time when everyone, even the well-born and wealthy, believed in the promise, even the dream, of America. They were patriots in war and peace. This may seem trite, even corny, to today's best-educated young, who too often flee to Wall Street the day after they earn their college degrees. But this older generation of Americans had what now seems like a quaint attitude, that those who reap society's benefits should give something back. The best example of this may have been that those who received the best their country offered believed they had the duty to share in its defense. Thus, Kennedys, Pells, Roosevelts, Chafees, and Bushes volunteered for wartime combat. These experiences exposed the pedigreed to men who hailed from far less fortunate backgrounds, and it bred a we're-all-in-this-together spirit. These folks defeated fascism, came home, and got involved. They jumped into the rough world of electoral politics and enacted legislation to extend civil rights, to make lives better for those in the dawn of life and those in their twilight years. They disagreed on the path America should take, both at home and abroad, yet they treated each other with respect and dignity. In six campaigns for the Senate, Claiborne Pell never ran a negative television ad. "Never respond to an adversary in ad hominem terms," was his motto. Pell and his wife treated everyone they encountered with respect, dignity, and affection. After his death in 2009, Mrs. Pell carried on his work in support of educational opportunity for those who did not grow up with her advantages. She also supported environmental and cultural causes. Republican John Chafee, father of our governor, ran unsuccessfully against Claiborne Pell in 1972. It was a tough race. Chafee started out way ahead in the polls, but lost to Democrat Pell. 4 years later, Chafee won a Senate seat. The two worked together well in Washington in the best interests of Rhode Island. They understood the need for bipartisanship and compromise. "Sometimes half a loaf can serve an army," Senator Pell said famously. His best friend in the Senate was a Republican, Senator Jacob Javits of New York. The parties were different then. Both Senate Democratic and Republican caucuses were big tents. Democrats had staunch liberals like Ted Kennedy, George McGovern, and Pell, as well as conservatives like John Stennis, Jim Eastland, and Richard Russell. Republican moderates like Chafee and Javits served with fellow Republican and conservative Barry Goldwater. These senators knew that compromise was needed to get anything done, in stark contrast to today's Democrats and Republicans, who are more prisoners to ideology than pragmatic public servants. Nowadays, it seems that too often politicians spend more time playing to the cable TV shouters than doing the nation's business. This isn't to say that the Pell generation built a perfect society. They didn't. Our nation and all others have always reflected Charles Dickens' description of revolutionary France. It was the best of times and the worst. Every generation discovers that society is both wonderful and going down the drain all at once. Comedy and civility, transcending differences of party and ideology, have always been crucial elements in making government an effective and constructive instrument of the public will, said Claiborne Pell in his farewell speech from the Senate. As we bid his remarkable wife Godspeed, wouldn't it be great if some of our current politicians followed the road taken by the Pells?